And the story goes like this, that three guys were murdered on a weed farm in the fall of 1993, and they were murdered by a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot. Once you get past the initial ridiculousness of that story, and you start looking for the how and why, and were three men actually murdered? And if so, what was the motive? And how did the story get twisted up that Bigfoot did it? That's what the show is about, is trying to untangle all that.
The myth of the Sasquatch sort of works in this search for the truth, right?
The truth was elusive, okay? And one thing I figured out the hard way is you go up to Northern Mendocino County and start asking questions about unsolved homicides from the early 90s, which was a particularly dangerous era up there. You pretty quickly find yourself, or I pretty quickly found myself, on the trail of at least two, if not three, different multiple homicides that have gone unreported, let alone, you know, being solved. But as I started to zero in on the one that was the genesis of this Bigfoot story, and at a certain point, I started to realize, like, am I doing the same thing that all these self-declared Bigfoot hunters do, which is I'm up here like tromping around in the woods in pretty dangerous country, just thinking that I'm like glimpsing something through the trees, you know? And it started to feel like a quest to a place that had no end, right?
Yeah, it's like the truth is so elusive, it might as well be a Bigfoot or something. It's like you're chasing a shadow, it seems like, the whole time.
And right. That's exactly right. I started to feel like I was tracing shadows. Like there was some substance to the shadows, but I was never going to get a clear picture of exactly what had happened. All I was going to get was impressions and shadows.
So you've done a lot of journalism, and I know maybe this is a big question, but how did you end up getting into a position in your career as a journalist to put this series together? I mean, what led up to that in your interest and just in your, I don't know, in your career to be in the right place to do this?
Well, to make a show like Sasquatch, you've got to be comfortable around criminals, and they have to be comfortable around you. And that's been a facet of my personality and a strength for the kind of reporting and journalism that I practice, like pretty much my entire life. That's always been the case. Like I've felt comfortable. That's not to say that I've always felt safe, but I've always felt comfortable, and I've always felt at home in navigating criminal subcultures and underworlds, whether it's, you know, gang culture in Phoenix or dope growers in Northern California or bikers or whatever, man.
And I wanted to ask, you know, is there anything specific to growing up in Anchorage and Alaska that sort of informed who you were going to be as a journalist?
Well, there's a specific life experience that I had, and I've been very upfront with this, which is I was sexually assaulted when I was 7 years old. And that pertains to Anchorage only in the sense that, you know, sexual assault rates of children and adults in Alaska are horrifyingly high and have been going back a long way, certainly going back to the late 70s when it happened to me. You know, Anchorage is still a place for me with a lot of ghosts. It's a place that I'll always consider home, but it's a place that whenever I'm there, there's a lot of ghosts, and it's a tricky place for me to navigate. So that experience, like, that didn't really become clear to me until I was in my early 30s, that what I was doing with journalism was basically like trying to hunt down and unmask monsters, because I saw the person that had sexually assaulted me as a monster. I mean, that's who he was in my 7-year-old vision of the world, was the boogeyman, an evil and hurtful creature, right? So it took a while for me to realize that I'd been like chasing down and trying to destroy monsters like pretty much my entire life and with my entire career.
Yeah. And thanks for being willing to talk about that.
No, I'm happy to talk about it, because like when I was a kid, it wasn't talked about, you know? And so I thought it was just something that had happened to me, and I was like a freak of some kind, you know? So the fact that it's talked about more, and it's talked about more in Alaska and, you know, in the country as a whole is great. You know, there's still a long way to go, obviously. But I also just think the more like people who are high functioning adults can sort of out themselves as being survivors of childhood sexual assault, the easier it will be for the survivors of childhood sexual assault who are still children and adolescents right now and who might be listening to this, right? Just to know that like there's getting through it. There's another side to this.